time for your horror medication. And before I begin my story, make sure you're not going to be interrupted. Check that you're secure and make sure no one or anything can get you. Then get comfortable. Just close your eyes and let your imagination do the work. I've just moved along your ear canal. And right now I'm inside your skull. A Twisted Opportunity, written and narrated by Bleeding Critic. I've lost count of the times I watched my daughter talk, and all I could do was listen. Sometimes she would say that she loved me. Oh, I loved her so much. She deserved a better dad than I was. I was never really there for her after me and her mum split up. I think she was about 12. Like many blokes, I didn't make enough effort. It was my job and spending time with the lads took priority over everything else. Look, I'm not a bad person. I guess I'm just not very intelligent. I just mirrored what other blokes did in my time. You know, my daughter was a real heartbreaker when she was a teenager. I remember she was never confrontational. She hated arguments and always walked away from trouble. She was quite spiritual, my girl, and she believed in karma. And you know, I realise now, she probably knew before everything kicked off that she was going to be the one that decided on a particular individual's fate. She was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer at 26. So young. Unfortunately, I couldn't be there for her, and that hurt. She turned her bad news into a twisted opportunity. It would be the perfect murder. And when my daughter finished her revenge, she'd be dead before she's punished. She was a smart girl. It was the perfect crime to do bad, knowing your time living had a rapid countdown to dead. Her target was her prat of a husband. She knew he was a cheater. I never liked him. Call it father's instinct. He'd been cheating on her for years, lying and manipulating my daughter, knocking her confidence into the ground. Her female instincts smelt the guilt on him for so long. She just got exhausted. She just lost her strength and accepted it. But after her shocking diagnosis, she followed him. He met yet another lover, and she felt slightly better because he definitely downgraded. The bitch he was shagging was old enough to be his mother. My daughter killed both of them at the same time. She worked out her husband and his naughty secret would only meet late on a Thursday evening for their disgusting and exciting sex in that multi-story car park adjacent to the train station. It was one evening in front of the car park wall. The two were tangled in the heat of clothed passion when my daughter drove her SUV into their defenceless bodies. Drive, slam into the wall, reverse back, then drive, slam into the wall again, reverse back, pinning them both into the concrete wall, crushing bone, popping organs, flattening torsos, and finally skulls. After the repeated vicious attack ended, on arrival, one of the paramedics actually fainted when he saw the metal carnage mixed with concrete on what was left of the two squashed people. You know, it was the dark blood splatters on the wall that was too much to witness. I saw it all and I couldn't stop her. And when she talked about what she did, I remember how happy she looked. Not I'm now mad crazy happy, just a genuine high for the short life that she had left. She said driving into them was all about perfect timing. She hit their horny bodies head on. And my daughter's not stupid. She knows it's a matter of hours or minutes before the police kicked her door down. I've witnessed the most terrible things happen to those that I love. My own daughter and I couldn't do anything. She would talk and confess to herself, hoping I'd hear her, and I did. I could only listen and watch. I died 9 years ago, and I presumed in my death everything would be just one deep sleep and forever happiness. But I can guarantee you it's far worse than living. All I can do is watch and listen. It's like watching your loved ones on a really terrible reality show on a huge IMAX screen. And it's similar to being tied to a heavy chair where you can't move, your mouth is gagged, and you're in a room in your own home, and you're forced to watch someone raping every member of your family. And right now I'm waiting for my daughter to arrive. I saw the whites of her eyes turn to brown, and her body is now full of toxins, so it's not long now. And when the two of us are together, I try and persuade my ex-wife to join us. And I expect the feelings of blame and neglect will carry on because we're all so stubborn. You know, if I stayed single when I was alive, perhaps bad things would have been avoided. I've learnt too late for this. And you know, if I lived again, my family and their well-being would come first, before any friendship, before any job, and certainly before any man-made religion. I feel responsible. In death, I'm in hell, and I can't find the emergency exit. A Twisted Opportunity, written and narrated by Bleeding Critic.